This is the weekly podcast from the Journal of Neurosurgery. Hello, this is Natalie Pincham. I will be reading summaries of articles on neurosurgical training and vascular disorders published by the Journal of Neurosurgery on September 12, 2014. Neurosurgical capacity building in the developing world through focused training. A clinical article by Dilantha Elegala and colleagues. In Tanzania, there are only 4 neurosurgeons for 46 million people. To address this critical shortage of neurosurgical care, the authors worked with Tanzanian healthcare workers and government agencies to develop a program for sustainable, self-propagating, basic and emergency neurosurgery in resource-poor settings. The model for this program is Train Forward. The model utilizes a hands-on bedside teaching technique in which local healthcare workers are first trained to independently perform basic and emergency neurosurgical procedures and are then taught to train others. The program was established in 2006 at a remote rural hospital in northern Tanzania. The goal of the present study was to assess program safety and effectiveness over a 6-year period by using information retrospectively collected from hospital records for the period from 2005, which was 1 year before program implementation, up to 2010. 5 years after program initiation, the first trainee had trained a second, who in turn trained a third, resulting in 3 local neurosurgical providers. Also, after 5 years, there was a 5-fold increase in the number of neurosurgical cases performed annually, and an increase to more than 80% independence in even the most complex procedures, all with approximately 1/3 fewer postoperative complications. These results support the train-forward model as a reasonable and sustainable approach to improving specialized care in resource-poor settings. Genetic variation in soluble epoxide hydrolase, association with outcome after aneurysmal subarachnoid hemorrhage. A clinical article by Ross Martini and co-authors. Patients with aneurysmal subarachnoid hemorrhage are at a high risk for delayed cerebral ischemia and stroke. There is growing evidence that metabolites of arachidonic acid, known as epoxy A cosatriaenoic acids, or EETs, play an important role in cerebral blood flow regulation after brain injury. EETs are degraded to inactive byproducts produced by an enzyme called soluble epoxide hydrolase, or SEH. The rate of degradation varies based on common genetic polymorphisms in the enzyme, so the presence of these polymorphisms can be a predictor of EET levels in the brain. This study compares the outcomes of patients with subarachnoid hemorrhage based on their genetic type of SEH. The authors found that a polymorphism of SEH linked to decreased EET levels was independently associated with increased incidence of stroke and death. A polymorphism predictive of increased EETs was associated with improved neurologic outcome. These findings suggest an important role for EETs and SEH in the pathogenesis of delayed ischemia and point to a possible target for intervention in patients after subarachnoid hemorrhage. Thank you for listening. The JNS mobile app is now available in iTunes and the Google Play Store. Just search for JNSPG to download the app for your mobile device today. For more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.